Conspiracy 420, episode 94. And it's the Sound of Freedoms episode. So let's talk about this movie that has a kind of a, you know, right now it's on theater, but you know that right now they're having a hard time to find somebody to stream it?
Yeah, yeah. On my Fire Stick, I can't find it anywhere except some really crappy bootleg copies with ads on them and stuff like that. That's how I saw it. I was able to kind of get through it. I want to go see it in the movies. I haven't had a chance to do that yet, but I did see it, you know, kind of a grainy copy, and it was really a moving film. I mean, you will shed a tear.
So this movie is fascinating because this movie was done in like 5 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, they completed it a few years back, and it got shelved by Disney, right?
Yeah, because actually it was Fox that had it, and when Disney took over Fox, it's one of the movies they let go.
Yeah, yeah, they just didn't want to release it. I find that fascinating. Why they, you know, I don't understand. I mean, this film is the story of a guy named Tim Ballard, who worked for Homeland Security, quit that job to go private and stop human trafficking, child trafficking, sex trafficking, okay? And back in 2014, CBS News had a special on him, and they called him a hero and everything for what he was doing. And now the same mainstream media, like CBS, is bashing the movie and trying to cover it up. I mean, I don't understand. It's the story of his life. They're saying it's QAnon conspiracy crap. It has nothing to do with that. Nothing. I mean, this guy is an American hero. He gave up a pension with Homeland Security. He was supposed to, I think he was about a year away from getting his pension, and he went private and saved lives, reunited families that had been, you know, destroyed because the children were pulled away from them and sold into fucking slavery. Okay. And you got the mainstream media trying to say it's bullshit. It's not. It's true.
You want to hear something crazy about this movie, too, that when it starts, it talks about the different, like, you know, you can sell a bag of cocaine once, you can do this once, but you can sell a child or a sex trafficker three, four times
a day.
It's crazy.
Until they're, you know, 20 or something like that. Yeah. I mean, it's the biggest organized crime syndicate kind of thing, network that exists in the world. And one thing that the film points out, and maybe people don't like to hear this, is that the United States is the biggest consumer of this stuff, and the biggest players in this stuff are from the United States, the customers. I mean, you're talking, the United States has more pedophiles than anybody in the world. Is that what we are now, right?
I think there's other places that have it.
Well, it says the United States are the number one consumers. They might have been talking about child porn, maybe not totally pedophile stuff, but that's still pedophile stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's not. I mean, you're looking at kids having sex. That's disgusting. I mean, the next step is obviously doing it for yourself, which is also totally an abomination.
You want to hear the crazy thing about this movie, which is another thing that nobody's talking about. Like, the budget of the movie was $14.5 million. Guess how much the movie done so far?
I think it's about $150, right?
It's close to $275.
Oh, I mean, they're all over that. Wow. See, but that's a perfect – the fact that it's $275 million, I mean, in just less than a month, okay, came out, I think, on July 4th. It shows to me that there's a very, very large silent majority in this country that, you know, wanted to support this film. And I'm not trying to politicize it and say only conservatives have gone to see it. I don't think that's true. Okay. I think it's a topic that everybody should be concerned about. The media, in the meantime, they've been politicizing it, trying to show it as some kind of, you know, right wing conspiracy thing. Okay. When it really has nothing to do with that. You know, when you start talking about QAnon, first of all, when the media, it's always a signal to me that the media is full of shit when they call it QAnon, because there's no such thing as QAnon. It's Q, and then the people that follow it are called Anons. It's not QAnon. All right? They got that wrong. But, and they always continue with that mistake. But regardless, okay, there's things within the Q community that talks about human trafficking. What is wrong with that? Why can't it be discussed? Okay. Why do they have to cover it up? Are some people in Hollywood pedophiles? I mean, we've seen that, haven't we? Harvey Weinstein and, you know, they're sex traffickers, some of them, right? Epstein's book, which still hasn't been published yet. Jeff Epstein.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is all, you know, in the movie, they use to trap these traffickers, and some of the, you know, one of the traffickers is a beautiful Colombian woman. Okay. I believe she's Colombian. Okay. And she basically, you see her a few times in the film, and she tricks families into, you know, leaving the kids for a day. She promises them money, and they're going to be stars. There's beauty contests, you know. That reminds me, you know, when I saw that part in the movie, it made me think of what was that girl's name? JonBenet?
Yeah.
Remember that case with the little blonde?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that whole thing with these like child beauty contests is like sick, right?
Yeah.
I would never do that to my kid. Would you?
But some of those people that do that to the kid, they're very special, weird people, man.
Well, some say she was trafficked.
She might have been, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Okay, but with this movie, there's such a movement to cover it up, and yet people are going to see it. You can't find it streaming, okay? And it's not in a lot of theaters. You got to really look for it. And people are going out of their way. So I'm impressed by that. You know what's
another thing that's going to be big? Because it's going to it's going overseas now.
Oh, yeah. Right. It's going to start playing in Europe and other parts of the world.
Yeah, so that... You gotta say the thing might reach $200 million, you know.
Well, what'd you say it's at now? You said 275. Is it that high or no?
Yeah, that's it. Because last week it just made another 20 million. It's like number three. It was behind what the hell movie? It was behind Barbie movie, the Oppenheimer, and this was at Sounds of Freedom was number three, and it made like $20 million.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're looking at probably it's going to make, you know, maybe 200-300 million worldwide.
It might make it that high. It might make it, you know.
Look, I mean, you know, for a film with a $14 million budget, that's a huge hit. And, it, you know, it stars Jim Caviezel, just so everybody knows. Jim is known for his role in Passion of the Christ. He played Jesus back in, '03, '04 that came out, something
yeah,
like that.
Also the Count of Monte Cristo.
Yes, the Count of Monte Cristo. That's right. He played that too.
With Guzmán.
He's an interesting guy. I've watched him come on some of these shows talking about the film, and he's very passionate about this whole thing. The real Tim Ballard asked the filmmakers to really to use Jim. He wanted him to play himself.
It was like, you know the thing about that guy? Some people think he's a QAnon.
Well, I've heard that, you know, people on the left are saying that Caviezel and Ballard are really pedophiles and this is to cover up. No, sorry. Not true. Not true. Caviezel is like a deeply religious guy. Ballard, I'm not sure what his background is, but he's a family man. He's got kids. He stopped trafficking. He's not into trafficking. That's just nuts. That's the typical leftist move, you know, just throw bullshit out there.
Is that they, you know, they just don't want to give anybody a win. They're just going to try to make these people look like they were terrible people. And these are the guys that are trying to be heroes. These are the guys that are telling you, look, all this shit is fucked up that's going on, but people are letting it happen.
Did you hear that Trump showed the movie at his golf course in Jersey?
For a bunch of people? No, I've been this, but I don't know. What happened with that?
I think it was last week or the week before. He had a special screening, you know, by invitation only, obviously, you know, his crowd. I think Jim Caviezel was there. I think the real Tim Ballard was there. And, you know, he was moved by it. Now, what a lot of people don't know, and you can look this up if you don't believe me, is when Trump became president in early 2017, he made it a priority. He told all the agencies, listen, human trafficking is going to be a priority. And they started to make some inroads. They were putting a dent in it. Between that and the border being secured, you can't stop it all the way, but he put a big dent in it. Now, all that's been reversed. One of the first things Biden did as president was reverse that order to make the agencies have a priority for human trafficking. So why? My question is why? I'm not trying to say someone's a pedophile. I'm not trying to go that far with it. I would just like to know what is wrong with making stopping human trafficking, sex trafficking of children a priority. Why would you reverse that? Give me one good reason. I'd like to hear it. Okay. You know, and of course you can't. So you're left with the reasoning in your mind that these people are for this shit. All right. Now the border is wide open. They've reversed everything that the last administration did. Okay. And all this has done is flood the United States with drugs, particularly fentanyl, and flood the United States with you know, this heinous fucking thing of children being trafficked. Why? Rob, can you think of one good reason why?
There's no good single reason why. Like, it's ridiculous. Why? First of all, we have enough problem. How many migrants and stuff like that are we supposed to get here and support and give our money to? Well, our own people, like, you know what, there's people getting evicted. So it's all kind of shit going on.
People can't pay their bills. You got veterans homeless on the street. You got
crazy.
You know, New York City is just collapsing under mentally ill people walking around. Crime is through the roof. That's just New York. Chicago is 10 times worse.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, and all these things are happening, and yet you see where it comes in from the border. There's enough fentanyl to kill every person in the United States about 10 times in the country right now.
Yep.
That's not an exaggeration. Those numbers are real. There's that much. Okay. So, you know, you got to say to yourself, why? And to me, there's no real answer. So it just leaves me with the decision that the answer is they want to destroy this country. I don't know. I can't come up with any other reason.
It's wild. It's fucking crazy.
You know, you know, we're doing this show as audio only because we can't do these kinds of shows on YouTube. You know, we had talked about human trafficking a few years back. Remember we talked about Pizzagate?
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, Pizzagate is laughed at and, you know, it's the left just says, oh, it's just crazy right-wing conspiracy stuff. Meanwhile, anybody and I saw Jim Caviezel talking about this with Sound of Freedom. Anybody that fights against child trafficking knows that these people use the term pizza for children, to symbolize children. They don't say, oh yeah, we're going to go out and order a boy. They don't say that. They say, oh, you know, get me some pizza. All right. And that's what Pizzagate was about more than anything. But I mean, it was crazy what had happened with the shooting and all that stuff. But, you know, we can't talk about this on YouTube because we get thrown off. So we got to do it this way, which is fine. I'm happy to talk about it and get the word out, you know?
You know what's funny? There was that one, when you talk about shooting, wasn't there that one shooting of the guy? He shot up a pizzeria.
Yes.
Take me to your basement, but the problem is this pizzeria did not have a basement.
Yeah, I mean, the guy must have been out of his mind, but there's truth to, you know, when you go on like things like the dark web and stuff, I've never seen it firsthand, but you know, this stuff is all out there. Okay. And they use the wide open border at the southern border as a way to traffic these children into the country for sexual purposes. All right. And I mean, and then you get, you know, listen, Rob, you know, we've talked, you know, our Son of Sam Chronicles, we've talked about the occult and stuff like that. You know that there's occult shit in this.
Yeah, there was that one, that crazy cult that girl from Smallville got arrested for.
Yeah, that was like a sex cult thing. Did they have children in that show?
And HBO got a great documentary of that, which is crazy. You know what's a funny, another funny thing about this whole thing, that anytime like they just say that Epstein committed suicide, after all this time, now they're saying that he committed suicide. How fucking funny is that?
They think we're stupid. Okay. I mean, you know, anybody that followed that case, there's no way he committed suicide. Okay. They just, you know, it's like the cocaine thing at the White House. Oh, you know, we don't know, or please. Okay. If they can find an offensive comment that I made on Facebook in 2017, they can figure out whose fucking cocaine that was.
Yeah, it was definitely somebody. They're just saying that it was found in a cubby.
Yeah. I mean, it's, they don't want to, you know, they'll do anything to cover for these people.
But let's say that segue to that. So a black man that can't swim goes on a raft or a paddle.
Paddleboat.
Of dead.
Yeah, the guy's name was Tafari Campbell. He was the personal chef for Barack and Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
During their presidency, and also afterwards, you know, in regular life, when they went back to it, they took him along. They put out a statement saying he was a part of the family and this and that, but I don't know. I mean, now the guy, I got to point out there's a little bit of a discrepancy. I heard he couldn't swim, but yeah. then there is information that said he was a pretty good swimmer. Okay. And it was a picture of him swimming. Okay. In a pool. I don't know if you saw that. Okay. So, I mean, does it really make a difference if he could swim or not? Because let's say he could swim. That makes it even stranger that he would drown in 8 feet of water.
In a pond.
8 feet is 8 feet is like the deep end of the pool. Okay.
It's a pond.
It's a pond. Right. Now, unless something happened to him, a medical thing, he fell over and drowned because he was unconscious or, you know, whatever. I mean, that's entirely possible. Okay.
He could have hit his head on the paddle.
Maybe the boat hit him in the head, flipped over. I mean, you know, look, everybody that's, the thing is if you spout conspiracy theories about it, they're not even conspiracy theories. If you just spout out opinions, okay, and say, hey, maybe this happened, maybe that happened, it the one thing you can't get around it is why they had a witness. Okay. They had a witness that said they saw him and they knew approximately where he was when he disappeared. Yet with that information, it took the cops a long time to find him in the water. Okay. So longer than it should have. All right. So why? All right. Why did it take that long? 8 feet of water in a pond when you have an idea where about it is. Okay. You know, you had a witness. Why did it take so long to find the body? Okay. Well, you got to wonder what kind of cover up, you know, is there a cover up here? You have to think that.
Yes, you do. Cause it sounds too weird. It sounds, you go again, you know?
Well, you know, there's a lot of, you know, when you're talking about the Clintons and the Obamas and, you know, there's lots of strange things that happened. Okay. Did you know that the White House chef for Clinton, and he would be carried over to the Bush administration? Did you know he drowned too?
No, I did not know that.
Yes. Yes. I forget the guy's name. I was reading about it. He drowned as well. Okay. You know, is it a coincidence? Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's possible, you know, two people drowning. Drowning's not that common a death. I don't know how many people drown every year. You know, it's not like a heart attack. You know, it's very possible. Look, maybe this guy was jabbed and boosted 55 times like the Obamas told everybody to do. Okay. And maybe he just finally had the one clot that knocked him out. And he went overboard, okay, and he died. All right, I mean, you know, people die every day. People die every day of the vaccine.
people die every day from drowning too. That's a lot of people, especially in the summer. You get older.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I didn't mean to imply it never happens. It certainly does. But I just, you know, it's strange that two people with the same career back to back like that would drown. Okay, he drowned a few years ago, but. Chef's
The Clinton chef was Walter Shevby.
Yeah.
Walter spelled S-C-H-E-I-D.
Sheed or something like that, right?
Yeah, Walter Sheed. They're saying that he's parallel, like the Obama's president, the Obama chef. It's pretty much parallel.
Yeah, parallel type of death. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Listen, a lot of people.
New York Post that got that one.
What happened?
It's on the Post, the New York Post.
Oh, the New York Post had that. Yeah, I think that's where I was reading it. Yeah, I think that's where I read it too. You know, it's just weird. Okay, you gotta wonder. You know, it could be anything. It could be a love triangle. It could be. You know, medical problem, a medical incident that happened, emergency. I just think it, you know, why would a guy go out paddle boating by himself? I don't know.
Maybe he wanted,
maybe he was exercising. Maybe he was exercising. I don't know. But a chef, a personal chef is going to be around you, you know, in personal moments. Okay. He, you know, and he was a friend of the family. There's a rumor going around. I don't know if it's true, but I'm going to throw it out there that he was going to write a book about the Obamas. Okay. One of the internet news sites put that out. You know, was it viewed as a betrayal of some kind? Cause you know, the Obamas are very secretive. Okay. You think about the 8 years they were president and all the mysteries and questions around his birth certificate and, you know, all that stuff. It's still all a big mystery. We don't know anything, you know, and there's a lot of things that, about them that don't make sense. Okay. So I don't know.
You know what? That's very funny, especially if he was going to write a tell-all book. You know what? That's you get into some weird thing. Maybe they don't want this shit to get out. You know, it's strange when you get into stuff like that. You know.
You know, when I think of Martha's Vineyard, where this happened, the way I view Martha's Vineyard is you have all these, you know, people of power, the elites, sometimes ex-presidents are living there. Like, you know, they have houses, people of power, great power.
Mike, you know what happened there with the migrants, right?
Oh, yeah. Remember the migrants got sent there? DeSantis did that. That was a good move.
What was the next thing they did? They sent the National Guards to get them out.
Yeah. There was like 20 of them. Like, they couldn't handle it.
Yeah, so they called the National Guard. How funny is that?
That was last year. Yeah, I remember that. That was great.
That's a very rich. Look at the – didn't John F. Kennedy Jr. die going there on his plane?
Yeah. Yeah. He was flying to Martha's Vineyard, I think, or from Martha's Vineyard. I think he,
He was flying there.
I think he was going there from New York. Yeah, I think he had taken off here in New York and was flying there, and the weather wasn't good. He didn't make it. He didn't know how to read his instruments. I mean, it was a lot of mysteries with that, too. You know, Martha's Vineyard is a place where the elites all hobnob with each other. I could imagine. You know, some of these people are straight up fucking pedophiles and fucking abusers of people, children, women, men. You know, I could imagine what kind of freaking parties go on in Martha's Vineyard. Some satanic shit, I'm sure.
You know what the funny thing? Look at now. You don't hear Ukraine. You hear little sniff bits about Ukraine, right? But now the new thing that they got out, this whole UFO thing, they're saying they got UFO, they got wrecked. What do you think about that whole thing about the UFO?
I tend to lean toward it being like a massive distraction. Okay. I think that when you get people talking about UFOs and they're having hearings on it in Congress, okay, I think it's just a distraction towards what really should be going on, okay, and what really should be discussed, and that is the wide open border, the corruption of the Biden administration, which is through the roof, okay, the Hunter Biden thing, okay, his plea deal just blew up. You heard about that?
I saw that. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. He had it blew up and. Basically, the impression I'm hearing from people that they're getting in this trial or this hearing, whatever it is, with him and his lawyers and stuff, they're trying to plea deal, is that they act like they're above the law. Okay. Then it came out today that Jill Biden's ex-husband, who I didn't even know existed, to be honest with you, I thought she was only married to Joe. Okay. Turns out she was married before briefly. 50 years ago, okay? And remember, just to point this out, Jill Biden was Joe Biden's babysitter at one point. Put that through your head. When he was married before and his wife was killed in the car accident with the other kid and stuff like that in Delaware, the early 70s, when his political career was getting off the ground, at some point, he hooked up with Jill. Okay, and she used to babysit for him. So that's weird. Okay, that's just fucking weird. Okay, out of all the women in the world, you're gonna hook up with your babysitter and marry her? I don't know. Anyway, what should be discussed is, what I'm saying is, with his ex-husband, he came out saying that, you know, the way Trump is being railroaded by the administration is kind of what happened to him. Obviously not in the same way, but where the Bidens lean on people, they act like a crime family. You know, they lean on you and they, you know, make you do things and you have to go along or else and stuff like that, like a mafia family. Okay. They're a pretty pathetic mafia family, though. I will say that, you know, if that's what they think they are, crime family. I mean, to me, the wagons are circling around this guy, Joe Biden. I don't even think he knows where he is. I think he's shot as far as, you know, his mind. He wanders off of sets when he's on TV, live sets. You know, he falls down all the time. Any job that treated you like this would be elder abuse in real life. Yet the Democrats prop this guy up as leader of the free world. I think it's disgusting. You know, I don't feel bad for him because I can't stand him, but it really is elder abuse if you think about it.
It's crazy.
I mean, would you want your grandfather, if he was like that, would you want him running the country?
No.
You wouldn't.
What kind of decision can he make? You know, it's
right. And you know how stressful that job is? Okay, I wouldn't want to be president, even in good times. Okay, so, you know, to do that to the man, and again, I can't stand him, so I don't have a lot of sympathy. Never liked him. Always thought he was a crook and a liar. Okay, but now that he's old and he's not with it, you should not be running this country. But the problem is you got Kamala second in line. Nobody wants her. Nobody. Okay, there isn't anybody, even in the Democrat Party, that wants her. But you know what? No. The way I'd like to see her be president just for the next year, okay, until maybe Trump comes back, okay? And, you know, I'd like to see it just as a change of pace. I mean, she's a walking meme every day. She's so stupid. The shit that comes out of her mouth, it's like Biden is a walking meme too, but she's like way, way out there.
Yeah, she really is. And I don't think she has a clue. And sometimes she'll come and say something and put her foot in her mouth. It's like, eee.
Well, that's not all she's putting in her mouth.
Uh-oh.
Well, hey, take it. Well, you know, I could be talking about breakfast.
But, you know, that these are the people they got running the country now, and it's scary.
But, you know, getting back to what you were saying about UFOs, okay?
Yeah.
I think it's a distraction. I think that they're not going to even give up. Even if they have UFO, wreckage and they were saying yesterday biomaterial. What is that? Like dead bodies or pieces? If a UFO crashes into a million pieces, it's just like an airplane. You're going to be strewn out. You're going to find your head here, your fucking leg there. Okay. So, yeah. You know, maybe they got pieces of alien people, alien bodies. I mean, but they're never going to tell us. They're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. What do you think would happen if they actually told the truth about that, if they had it?
I think it'll be mass hysteria.
People lose their shit, right?
People lose their shit, yeah. That's why I hide it so much.
You know, and then sometimes I wonder, too, if, like, really the distraction is also about what they got going on technology-wise. All right, it's easy to say something's a UFO, but maybe it's technology we got and we don't want anybody to know. You know, or maybe it is alien technology that we figured out. You know, maybe we have a UFO like the Roswell thing from the 40s, you know, and we just duplicated that technology, you know, somehow. And they don't want us to know about it. But, you know, there's been such an increase in the last few years of sightings. It's strange. And then there was that thing in I think it was in Las Vegas a couple of months ago where they saw something crash and some 8-foot fucking thing was in the guy's backyard. And even the police believed them and stuff. And I don't know.
No, the cop saw it.
The cop saw it or something. They didn't have a picture of it, though.
But they definitely saw something because they were bugging the fuck out.
I mean, if something's 8 feet tall, you're going to see it. That's gigantic.
Yeah, I don't know. That was another weird shit that came out. Yeah. Only if the cop got high, or who the hell knows what happened there, because that's a weird story, you know?
Yeah, well, everybody is high today, so that's possible.
Smoked the bowl, and I was like, hey, I see E.T.
Hey, you know.
Cousin Earl, that's what it is.
I know everybody's high. Everybody, you know, you go to the bars sometimes, people talking about, oh yeah, I'm growing weed and it's 8 feet tall on my fucking side of my house. There's a guy, I was in a bar the other day and a guy was talking about this. He was showing me pictures of it. And I'm like, does it smell? He goes, yeah. I go, well, do your neighbors like it? He goes, I don't care. You know? And I mean, it's legal, whatever. I don't know. I don't have a problem with it, but it seems like everybody's fucking high today.
You know what they're going to start doing, which people are going to freak out when they do start doing it. Now they don't want people smoking this shit outside. They're going to make it like alcohol that you can order to do at your home.
Or at well, yeah, I mean, they're going to have to regulate it. I mean, driving on the Long Island Expressway, you smell it. Okay? Yeah, and that's, to me, if I'm driving around people that are stoned, that's a safety factor. I've been smoking weed since I'm 15. Okay. And I prefer edibles these days. But you know, I don't drive under the influence. I can't. I know I can't.
Nah, you can. Shit.
I know I can't do it. So you know, if I can't do it, a lot of people can't do it too. And you know, you smell it all. You got to wonder, man. And they can't even figure out how much it is that makes you intoxicated. All right. Like, what's the level? You know, like they have blood alcohol content for drinking. Okay. What is it for weed? Does anybody know?
I don't know. I guess if they find THC in your
what you do in the privacy of your home. You want to get high, that's fine. I don't get high with your kids. I don't give a shit. Okay. But when you're out in the street, you're impaired and you gotta be impaired. All right. I mean, shit. If I was driving stoned, I'd see something and start cracking up and wreck my car. You know what I mean? Start laughing and wrap myself around a telephone pole. So, you know, kill somebody on the sidewalk or something. You know, it's like there's no way, you know, that these people are not impaired. But anyway, the UFO thing is, you know, I think a distraction. Do you agree or do you really think we have it?
The thing is that it's so hard to tell who's telling the truth and who's lying. Right. But that whole thing with the UFO thing, we don't know, you know?
They're having hearings.
For years, you had the Area 51.
Yeah,
and people denied that for a year, but they seen things and stuff. You know, so there could be, you know what, they might be mixing some lies with some truth. But again, it could be a distraction too, because now they're saying, yeah, we do have all this stuff. But we didn't want to tell you, and now they're telling us, which is another weird thing. Maybe it is. You know what? You don't know where everything's going, especially after the pandemic and all the shit that we've gone through. People are getting a little bit. People either got more knowledge or get more acceptable. But if you really tell a bunch of people that they're saying something, they might really freak the fuck. Mike, this could go either way, you know?
Yeah, I don't. You know. If they are lying, then obviously they're covering up something. Okay, well, what is it and why? You know, if it's a distraction, you say, okay, and it's a lie, it's just to distract. Then you have to say, well, then obviously they're hiding the truth from people because they want to distract you from what's going on. Okay, that's bad. Okay, and then if it's actually true, that there are aliens out there landing on our planet, that's not good either. I don't know if that's a good thing either. Okay. I mean, I don't know. I've seen too many movies, too many Twilight Zone episodes to think that that's good. I don't know.
It is fucking weird.
You know, if look, to me, if I was an alien, intelligent, flying a spacecraft, and I saw this world, I would skip it, go to the next one. it's some stupid motherfuckers here on Earth, man. Okay,
I mean, fucked up. Keep going. Yeah.
But then if you did come here, it might be to fuck things up, you know?
And, you know, there's so many ways that that thing could go. It's like, who the hell knows, man? It's a, you know, it's just mind-opening that what could really be happening, you know?
Definitely, definitely. I mean, I don't know. But lots of weird things in the world today, man. We can go on and on.
We could go on and on. But, Mike, let's end it on this note. What an interesting conspiracy theory. From the sounds of freedom to freaking chef drowning in a mysterious way. You know, like something definitely going on.
That's something we're not going to get the truth on anytime soon, I'm sure. You know, just to recap with that real quick is I just think, like, you know, something either happened to the guy or he got Clintoned, okay, for what he know.
God knows what he saw, you know. That's another thing. You know, it's a hunch. So many things that could have happened, you know. We just don't know because we weren't there. And we'll never get, it's going to be almost like Epstein. We never got the day out of nowhere. Now they just say he committed suicide.
And then what they do, their MO all the time is they just wait. They wait a year, 2 years, and then they come out with some story that they lied about in the first place and make it like you forgot the truth. You know, you forgot what you – they're doing it with the pandemic, Rob. They're trying to rewrite what happened, okay, and make it like, you know, this whole other story. I mean, I see it all the time.
I still bug out when I see people still wearing masks.
I do every day. Okay. You know, you still see people in the supermarket. You see people on the subway. People still driving alone in their cars with a mask on, which was the dumbest thing during the whole pandemic. That was dumb. It's never going to go away. We're going to see this shit for the rest of our lives. And then they're going to come up with another pandemic.
It's crazy. It's madness. All right, Rockamite. How can we get in touch with you if we want to give you any ideas for the show or comments and or bring up a topic?
Okay. Just remember, if you're listening to this on the all the podcast engines, Spotify, Pandora, wherever you are, please hit like and subscribe to the show. If you want me on social media, I'm all over the place. I'm on Facebook under Rocko Mike. And also, I have the Rock Show podcast group page. That's a music site that we post a lot of things on every day. I'm on Instagram under Rocker Mike 212. Same for Twitter. And then all the others, the Getters, the Truth Socials, the Clout Hub, the MeWe. Am I forgetting anything? I think that's it. Paul is out of business. You could find me under Rocker Mike. Rocker Mike. And what about you, Rob?
And me, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or the Getting Lumped Up website, www.gettinglumpedup.com. And you can drop me a note, send me a or you can email me at robertrossi@gettinglumpedup.com also and drop a hint. If you want to give any advice for a future show or bring up any ideas, we are willing to take some of your advice on future shows and topic that we would talk about.
Let me just add one thing before we go is we have a YouTube channel. Okay. It's look under Getting Lumped Up. All right. And you'll find our other three shows that we do videotape. You can see our ugly mugs. And like I said earlier in the show, is you know the Conspiracy 420, we no longer put on YouTube. We just make it an audio-only show. But check out our other shows. Hit subscribe. Hit like. We appreciate it. And that's it.
Yeah, and remember, don't get drunk.
Get lumped up.
And we'll see you in September.